Moments of Melody with a song for your heart. Paul Harvey has written, "If I were the Prince of Darkness, I would want to engulf the whole earth in darkness. I would begin with a campaign of whispers. To the young I would whisper, the Bible is a myth. I would convince them that man created God instead of the other way around. I'd confide that what is bad is good and what is good is square." I'm reading from Paul Harvey's "If I Were the Prince of Darkness." In the ears of the young married, I would whisper that work is debasing, that cocktail parties are good for you. I would caution them not to be extreme in religion, in patriotism, in moral conduct. I'd educate authors in how to make lurid literature exciting. I'd peddle narcotics to whom I could. I'd sell alcohol to ladies and gentlemen of distinction. I'd tranquilize the rest with pills. I'd designate an atheist to front for me before the highest courts, and I'd get preachers to say, she's right." That was a quote from Paul Harvey, "If I Were the Prince of Darkness." Well, it's happened that way, hasn't it? Kind of like going into a store at night after the doors are locked and switching all the price tags. Costly things would then have low prices on them, etc. Satan has changed the values. He's lied to people, and people have believed him. They've believed his lie. In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need the Bible and the Bible values. Apostle Paul, in writing to Timothy, "But the Holy Spirit tells us clearly that in the last times, some in the church will turn away from Christ and become eager followers of teachers with devil-inspired ideas. These teachers will tell lies with straight faces and do it so often that their consciences won't even bother them. They will say it's wrong to be married and wrong to eat meat, even though God gave these things to well-taught Christians to enjoy and be thankful for. For everything God made is good, and we may eat it gladly if we are thankful for it, and if we ask God to bless it, for it is made good by the Word of God and by prayer." These are days when many are deceived. It's time to get the old family Bible down and see what God says. The Bible warns about times like these. In times like these, we need the Bible. In times like these, we need the Lord Jesus.